Sullivan, Jordan Lake, regular board meeting, June 1st, 2015.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake, our regular board meeting for June 1, 2015 at 7:03 p.m. May I have a quick roll call?
Trustee Foyt.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Present.
Trustee
Turpin?
Present.
Thank you. Trustee Newby,
please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, John. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of May 18, 2015. May I get a second, please?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any questions, regards, amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment this evening? Make it a motion for the consent agenda, which includes items 5.1 through 5.10 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $135,017.11. Approve payroll for the period ending May 17, 2015 in the amount of $132,596.65. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution approving a proposal for a hedge installation along the police driveway from Acres Group in an amount not to exceed $4,290. 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a quote from GammaJet for the Vactor truck from GammaJet in the amount not to exceed $5,610. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving an engineering services work order from Baxter and Woodman to prepare Valley Lake Subdivision street patching bidding documents and assist with bidding in the amount not to exceed $6,300. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving the proposal from Lexipol LLC for daily training component and law enforcement policy manual. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department's continued participation in the membership in the Northern Illinois Police Alarm System Mobile Field Force Team. Item 5.8, accept February's Treasury Report as presented. 5.9, accept March Treasurer's Report as presented. Item 5.10, accept April's Treasurer's Report as presented. Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripon. Is there any comments? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Tripon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 and 6.2, the clerk's office.
The first one is we're going to have the YMCA Camp Duncan being, they're going to be on Route 134 in Cedar Lake in the Fairfield at 134 on June 6th and 13th. From 9 a.m. to dusk, and they're going to be raising funds to send kids to camp. So if you see them along that route, please make sure you dig deep.
That's
right.
Yes. And then the second is I would like to adopt a resolution approving the amendment for CleanNet. What had happened was when they gave us a proposal, they had actually split their proposal between Public Works and the Police Department and put those on the two proposals that we received. So in essence, they totally did not give us a proposal for the Village Hall. However, in looking at the bids, if you see it on the AAS, the old and the new, they are still the lowest, the second lowest compared to CleanNet is still $15,000 less. I checked out the references that I called them from previous when y'all approved it. So I would like to ask for the approval for the amended amount.
Motion made by Trustee Kraling, seconded by Trustee Newby. This was an item that was approved, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, on the board level?
Correct.
Do we have to do anything to reset that, Luke? Or do we just have to approve this one?
We address that in this resolution. So this resolution will, in effect, account for the prior board approval and amend what was approved there to match the updated proposal.
Is there any further discussion on item 6.2? We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Tretan.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Kiley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Item 7.1, adopt a resolution approving expenses for mosquito abatement program with Clark Environmental Mosquito Management, Incorporated, in the amount not to exceed $35,000.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripon, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any conversation? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Tripon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Kiley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Item 8.1, approve a reimbursement of $140 to Trustee Susan Tripon for the Glunz auction.
So
moved. Second. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Kraley. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Mr. Black in a minute, and I'm back here on that call. The expenses is the reimbursement to Trustee Tripon for food and catering for the Chamber of Commerce auction item for wine tasting that the mayor mentioned in the last meeting.
Trustee Newby, can I ask you to reword that a little bit, because catering sounds like Trustee Tripon was providing a business service. She was not. This is simply for reimbursement for food, plates, accessories that she prepared all the food for at no charge to the village. So using the word catering sounds like she's providing a service. It's reimbursement only for the supplies that was purchased to hold that event. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? It has to be roll call, Madam Clerk.
Trustee Kiley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Sherman.
Abstain.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. And I might add, if your services were available for $140 for catering, I would like to hire you this week. It was a wonderful event. Item 9.1, adopt a resolution to authorize painting of the police department interior hallways.
I'd like to make a motion to have a bill for all the touchstone painting.
Second.
Can we get a motion for item 9.1 as it is stated and then have conversation about it?
No.
Well, it's adopt a resolution to authorize painting of the department building interior hallways. That is what I'm asking to be moved on. Then if you want to open it up to who it will be, we can have that discussion. It's not stated that way on the agenda. Can we change the verbiage of this? What was your motion?
Motion to propose the lowest bid, best on painting, and the department will close the painting to the department.
Actually, the agenda item suggests that we do that, and for whatever reason, the agenda doesn't state what the item states in front of it.
Well,
the agenda does not specify lowest bid or service provider. The agenda is broader than that. So if you get a motion to discuss the resolution as it's stated on the agenda, I believe you can discuss other topics besides the way Trustee Newby presented his motion. You need a motion for that.
We need a motion for item 9.1 first, as it is stated.
Yeah. Trustee Newby.
I'm motion to table. I'll let the motion then pass on.
Well, that's not a motion.
It's not
an agenda item. What you're stating is not an agenda item. I'm looking for a motion for item 9.1, adopt a resolution to authorize painting of the police department building interior hallways. Then we can have conversation on the item, the agenda item that is stated.
Well, I guess I would, in the future, Mr. Mayor, I like the AIF to reflect on the agenda item, the future for agenda item. And I will vote.
Well, the AISs were presented at the committee of the whole 2 weeks ago.
For purposes of this evening's meeting, because this is the way the agenda was presented, there's entitled to be discussion about the broader.
I will withdraw my motion.
Thank you. So may I get a motion for item 9.1?
I'll move.
Can I get a second, please?
Certainly.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
I could see into the future on that one.
Sure. I'll want to speak first, and I will hold my comments for that.
Yeah, pardon me? The reason this is being brought up is last committee, the whole meeting, this was brought up. Touchstone Painting, a Grays Lake business owner, was the lowest bid by, I think, $235. And we have never done business with them, and I asked Commander Akey to do some investigation whether this is a reputable company, if anybody had experience with that company, et cetera. Because the second lowest bidder at such a small amount away is a Round Lake company, which I want to provide support to, who has already worked for the village on three different contracts, and we were happy with all three of those results. So that's where the discussion came up. And personally, for myself, I'm no stranger to this. I want to promote Round Lake businesses, and that's why it came up. I believe Commander Akey, I haven't spoken to him, but I believe Commander Akey did some research, found that there was good reviews from the company, from Touchstone, and he was satisfied with that. Again, I want the board to just consider around the company, and that's what the discussion, I believe, here is tonight.
The Touchstone paint at 158 plus ranking on the answer list. It is a reputable company. Our bid process was we opened up the business to rounding businesses, which we did, and we had two rounding businesses that are both passing the painters along with Touchstone. I'd say since we opened up the bid and was the lowest bid, if we change it now to allow somebody to change their bid to make them the lowest, I think it's wrong. I'm still going to say we need to go with our lowest bid, which is Touchstone.
Well, and it wasn't a bid, it was a proposal, and that's why it was negotiated, because that is appropriate.
But we didn't allow that to all the companies on that list to go back to the bid.
Because their dollar amount was so far apart from those two.
But if you ask for one, you should ask for less and make it fair.
You can do that, but it would make it a lot of waste of time, and I doubt anybody would want to reduce their price by 50%.
So that's why I recommend the motion to go with Touchstone Painting and the dollar amount they quote.
A motion was made by Trustee Newby to go with Touchstone Painting. Do I have a second? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foyt.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 9.1. Adopt a resolution to authorize, should we do it again?
No.
Okay. Item 10.1, adopt a resolution waiving the bidding process and approving the purchase of snowplow operating equipment from International for a truck chassis in the amount not to exceed $79,900 and from Monroe Truck Equipment Incorporated for a dump body in an amount not to exceed $87,461.
Was
there a motion?
Yes.
Did we call?
No, we haven't called yet.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? I'm kind of hesitant about not getting other bids. I mean, I know the reason to keep things uniform, and I agree with that. But where we're concerned about $230 on painting of a hallway and not concerned about $150,000 on a truck is a little concerning.
We discussed with our community hall, and we all agreed to move it forward in this fashion, so I think let's move forward.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foyt.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 12.1, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages at Friendly Food and Liquor located at 1821 and 1825 South Cedar Lake Road.
So
motion made by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Any discussion? Do we need roll call on that, Liz?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foyt.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Aye.
Motion carries. On the Mayor's comments, item 14.1, Memorial Day Parade. Thank you everybody who attended. We had less than favorable weather, but I think it makes it a little more memorable. We did get threatened with severe weather. We had rain. We had raincoats and umbrellas. And stayed dry, and for what it was, I think it was a pretty decent turnout from the public also. Trustee Trippin has tennis elbow from throwing candy, so obviously there was enough targets out there to make it worthwhile.
Actually, I was throwing the dog.
The dog biscuits.
Of which we have
But anyway, special thanks to all the trustees, Trustee Dooley, Trippin, Fry, Crowley, Rodriguez, Madam Clerk, for being on the parade float. Also thank you to Trustee Foy, which rounds it out with full participation. Trustee Foy had a more important role of slinging weenies and burning hamburgers and making bratwurst over at the Post. And a very good turnout there. Also thank you, Adam, for coming out that day and driving the boat, the float, not knocking anybody off the back. I tried to make a couple of moves to dislodge John Newby, but
that was
famous,
my
problem. Not another parade coming up.
Also, thank you for the police department, Chief, for everybody with managing the crowd and the railroad tracks and keeping everybody safe. Thanks to the Public Works Department also, along with the Beautification Committee. I was quite proud of the way our memorial looked. The weeds were down, the grass was cut, flowers were planted. I think that we have a much smaller, but I'm telling you that we had a much better looking memorial than the other participating factions. It was, I thought, fantastic. Thank you. Please thank the guys for me for setting everything up, the speakers, PA. It was really nice. And good job. Item 14.2, liaisons. I've made some notes here. Please bear with me as I go through this. It is in our ordinances that elected officials and liaisons be changed and rotated every 2 years. We're at that 2-year point right now. We have a little odd situation going on here because last year Greg Clemens had to resign. As you all know, he moved to Tennessee and doing well. And because of that, we had to make a shift with his appointment, his replacement, and we changed a couple of things around then. So there was liaisons that was appointed just a year ago. Our ordinance says it has to be changed every 2 years. I'm approaching this that the adjustments that we had to make last year didn't happen, and we're on a 2-year cycle right now. when I did that last year, I'm doing it in the same method this year. I, as you noticed, have not called any of our trustees to talk about the positions. I wanted to make these appointments without political influence, and that does not mean that what I've decided here is set in stone. I wanted to do this what I thought would be the best for the departments and fitting it with the right people. So it's not set in stone. If anybody has concerns, think you would be better fit someplace else, you want, you know, just come and talk to me. Let's talk about it. This is what I wrote down. I think this is the best for the departments. I think it's best for the village. Before I read this too, I want to give an opinion and a perspective of mine about the way, about the liaison, let's call it program. We're a little unique the way this works. Reading our ordinances, we really don't follow it the way it is, and I'm fine with that. I think everybody up here is fine with it too. And maybe we'll change the way the ordinance is written. As an example, liaisons should be presenting AISs and talking about that. I'd rather see it stay specific to the department, let the department heads do it. I think what we've done is morphed into a thing where the liaisons are a support to the department and the department heads. And I'm fine with that. And maybe we need to just revisit Steve and Shane, revisit our ordinance and see if we need to adopt a resolution that will better describe the way we function as a government. Comments about liaisons and how it works. I've observed benefits from it. One thing happened last week that was a benefit, but it also leads to a concern. I want to bring it up here for discussion. Not just discussion, but to be aware of. We have morphed into a term where liaisons talk to the departments. There's two liaisons that are approved, and it happened twice last week, or 2 weeks ago, Committee of the Whole, where a question was asked, do both liaisons approve this? The answer was yes. And everybody said, let's move it forward, which makes for a very efficient Committee of the Whole meeting, which is a good thing, and it's a benefit. But what I don't want to see happen, and I felt it happening a couple of times before the last meeting also, is to put the onus on the liaisons for any department issue or AIS, and then just have the rest of the board say, go ahead and move it forward. I still want the entire board, that's what the committee as a whole is all about, for committee as a whole to have a discussion as a group and not just rely on the liaison and their opinion. And I've observed that and seen that, and I just want us to be very careful of that, that everybody as a board has to function on this. So it does make for efficient meetings. I like that. It works well, but let's make sure that we read those packets and have our own concerns and questions about any topic. Yes, please, go ahead.
I would say that's a great idea, Mr. Mayor. Each trustee needs to get their questions answered. Now, they may get an answer before the meeting, so there's not as much discussion at the board level. So would you rather them refrain, get their questions answered then, and have them answered up here?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nope. I just want to make sure that the board doesn't just depend on the liaison for the department.
If you have questions or something, either ask it ahead of time or ask here, but at least.
Absolutely.
You can ask.
Yeah, and that's the part that, you know, I think by definition that's what a liaison is. Somebody else has a question about an agenda item, call that liaison and talk to them about it. Like I say, these are just some opinions and a perspective that I speak. The other thing that I want to bring up is sometimes, and I've observed this, and I'm going to start this off this way. Since I've been a working mayor, and I see our departments, and I see our department heads, and I see how overburdened they are with the task at hand, because we are understaffed. The hours that each department head puts in, the hours that this administration does trying to do their job, and we simply don't have enough man hours to do it. I know that we try to help, but I've seen in the past, in the very near past, where these liaison meetings and issues and topics can become counterproductive. I'm going to give you two examples. And again, I don't think anybody up here really understands how understaffed we are and the burden that is put on each one of these directors here in our administration. One topic, and we just passed on it, the painting of the police department. Liaison got involved with this, and counting the hours, this is not an exaggeration, that administration and the police department, our chief's department, the commanders spent because of a question that was unclear of a statement that I made. When that statement, that question should have been asked directly to me since I was the source of it. Instead, it went to three different department heads, and literally, we lost approximately 14 man hours trying to resolve a simple question. And I know you're not aware of this, but I want to bring this up, that we can't afford 14 hours. We just can't afford it on a simple question. I stated before that when there's a question about a topic concerning an individual, the first question asked should be to that individual and not to anybody else. And it will avoid this waste of time. There was a situation, again, please, liaisons, do not take offense to this. There's a situation today where a board member wanted to look at invoices. And our accountant, he's getting up to speed, he's doing a fantastic job, but again, there was, I'm going to say, some wasted time from his department. And even though it might be an hour, it sets us back. It really sets us back. And I want you to really be aware of the amount of time that these guys have trying to accomplish their job and how detrimental it is if we take any time away from them. I'm not saying stop what you're doing. I'm just saying be more aware of what you do. Please call. Make appointments. Make sure they have time for you. We just can't afford those errors and constraints. We just can't afford it. Again, like I said, these are just a couple of observations that I've seen about the liaisons. I want to bring them up. I want you to be aware of it, and hopefully something good will come of it. We have to trust our administration, let them do their job, and be the helper for them. You know? Enough of that. So here's what I have for the liaisons for 2015. And again, this is not etched in stone. Please talk to me if you have any issues or other desires. Building and zoning, the primary is Russ Crayley, alternate Sue Tripod. Community development, primary is Sergio Rodriguez, alternate is Don Newby. Human resources and finance, primary is Charlie Foy, alternate is Henry Fry. Police department, primary is Henry Fry, alternate is Russ Crayley. Public Works, Facility, Capital Assets, and Engineering, primary is Don Newby, alternate is Charlie Foy. There's one more that we're going to mention here. A couple weeks ago, you heard me mention that we wanted to dissolve special events. Special events, I wanted to dissolve the way it was being operated. We still have special events in this community. I think everybody found it favorable to have those special events managed by department heads that are specific to that, but those department heads are going to need help for that event, and therefore I'm going to make special event liaisons. But they will not be the meetings that we had here every 2 weeks before a regular board meeting, and all of the responsibility placed on those two trustees. So again, it will still be department specific. We spelled that out what it is. We'll get that on paper, and then we'll have the special events liaisons, which the primary is Sue Tripod, alternate is Sergio Rodriguez, and they will help those department heads for whatever they may need. Any questions? That's what I want. Everybody got that?
Yeah. You're going to write this up.
Yeah. And that's all that I have. Trustees' comments. Carl? Sure.
Well, I've written a letter to the Park District. We've been working diligently on the park by the channeler. I'm still very concerned about it. I get a copy of the letter to the mayor and anybody who cares to see it. That's pretty much it. I'll be cooking at Calvary Church on Sunday for the church picnic. If anybody would like to stop by, it's $5, right then.
$7
for adults, $5
for
children. Okay. Hot dogs and
Burner
Burgers again.
Burner Burgers.
Thanks, Taylor. Just a thanks to everyone who participated in the parade. It was a really great event, and I don't know how you stayed dry, because the rest of us
You can make it go
falls
around the outside
of
that. Hey,
the water's part.
But thanks to Public Works and Police, to our Color Guard, Mobile Eye, the Beautification Committee, they did a wonderful job, and our fellow board members, and to all the citizens that have been good evening to the answer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Russ?
My biggest comment is that numerous of us went out of town last Thursday. For a seminar run by our attorneys at the firm, in all the years I've gone, they've been one of the best seminars that I've attended and learned a lot from me. I've been going to them, but I know the laws have changed, and I thought it was very well-presented and very well-organized. And, but you should take that back to your firm. I think you did a great job.
I will. Thank you.
Again, I'd like to thank you very much for participating in the parade. Also, I'd like to thank the special thanks to Sergio for those wonderful burritos he
presented. Oh, yeah. His wife. Yeah. You were too busy cooking hot dogs in
Hamburg. Yeah, one other kind. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Just to piggyback on what Russ said, we went down to, I have it here in my notes, thank you for the Governing with Confidence seminar. It was a lot of good information. And one other thing we spoke about at just the beginning, and the way I just forgot about it, is special thanks to Chief Gillette and the entire department for their participation with Dunkin' Donuts and their fundraiser for Special Olympics. We had cops up on the rooftops. A lot of people were driving by shouting jump. nobody did. I made the recommendation that they're going to find a building with at least three more stories on it. Make it more competitive. It was a really good event. It was fun. I stayed there for a couple of hours, had a great conversation with Chief, and saw a lot of smiles and a lot of dollars go across the counter. So thank you. Thank you, Chief, and make sure you thank your entire department. And with that, is there any other additional business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 7:40 p.m.